This meeting is now being recorded.
Hello, Milena. How are you?
Hello, everyone. Welcome.
Hello, Milena. How are you? Hello, Walid.
Thank you very much, Fahd. How about yourself?
I'm good, thank you.
Excellent.
Looking quiet today.
Hi, Walid.
Hello, Milena. I just asked them to remind them in case they lost the link. Every single time they lost, they lose the link.
Hi, this is Dave.
Hello, Bahar.
Hello, Bahar.
Welcome, Bahar. How was the vacation?
Hi, is it Waleed? Your voice is a bit far. Yeah, I'm afraid I can't hear you.
I thought I'd ask about your vacation, how it went.
Yeah, it was very good, thank you. It was very good.
Hello, everyone. That's Waleed speaking. It's from top of the hour. I thought of saying that we may want to start. Has the recording started? I guess it has.
Yes, Waleed, go ahead.
I see the numbers are quite limited compared to last time, but I guess I can start at least to give some introduction or summary of what has been done. It wasn't a fast-paced week or 2 weeks, I could tell. It might be because of the vacations and others. Okay, I'll speak closer to the mic here. Is it any better now? I hope it's better. Okay, good. So basically, yes, it was a slow start, but it has to pick up rather fast. I see that track one and track two have a very few comments. But among the most important comments are issues concerning the last strategy, what to change and what to use, reuse. I gave some impressions that there had been lots of good work on the old strategy, and much of it can remain intact, including, for example, the objectives, overall objectives, and aspects concerning the priorities. What we need to add is obviously a very photo update of the information, for example, the background information that was obviously it alluded to the period from 2013-2016, that will have to be updated so that it reflects from 2016 to 2019. And additionally, there needs to be an inclusion of new developments that happened during that period and it reflecting on that to the future. So these are things that I feel have to be included in the updated version of the strategy. And there are certain things that appear to be somewhat well aligned already with ICANN's plan, but there are some things that we can include in things reflecting on the IANA transition, for example, things that have been developing in the last period that were not reflected in the strategy before that. Yes, so there's a lot of work in summary. Much of the work has to be on the first track, but the second track also needs considerable work. I can tell that Hamza has started leading in that process. He's put some important comments and additions, and there have been a number of contributions on both tracks. That's basically where we stand right now. I thought I'll just give you this very quick introduction. And if we can see the agenda, actually, this is the summary of progress. And what I also wanted to add is we have to find ways to have the members become more engaged. One point I thought of doing is basically explaining that it has to be teamwork and people need to contribute in one way or the other. And there needs to be some sort of cohesion in the team, presenting perspectives from different parts. We have members that represent the East, the adjoining countries from Iran to the east, and furthermore Afghanistan and Pakistan, and we also have regions that are in the north of Africa, and those need to be represented as well. Their perspectives are important. And so yes, let's discuss frankly and openly how to improve the involvement of members to address those two tracks. And that may be done in the list as well as through the chat. I can tell that we only have the 5 participants. I'm opening it up for discussions if you'd like to reflect on the progress so far and what next steps should be. And I understand Daher was on vacation, so he may have not followed up or checked and learned what has been going on. There has not been much, as you can tell, Daher from the mailing list. So we'll need to work harder in the next few weeks to achieve the desired outcome. That's from me. Who would like to contribute with ideas and opinions on what I've said? Anyone? Literally is quite a slow start for the discussion. Okay, so if there's really no one interested in commenting, maybe you can move on to the main points of the discussion. Okay, that's what we dealt with. So yeah, let's go with the first point, the first track. If you notice, I don't know if you have the track open in the document ahead of you. What the document shows or reflect on is the number of the subsections that we see. The main section includes understanding how or what to do with the strategy document. And as you all understand, the strategy document is what we need to develop in the next week. We need to have it ready, draft by September, so that it can be presented at the Hyderabad meeting, ICANN meeting. And for that, we have to identify the main core things that we need to change. As you can tell, there are a number of comments and entries. I personally thought that the methodology, it needs to remain the same, meaning that the objectives, and that's what Chitri has said, the methodology including how the development of the strategy should be done, remains the same, but and identifying objectives and actions. If you will look into the actual document, you'll notice that objectives are quite generic. They are to develop capacity, resources, maintain infrastructure, awareness, security, capacity building, develop and transit infrastructure. I'm not sure I think this as a whole, along in the three sections of DNS security, domain name, industry, and internet governance ecosystem, need not to change. There is really no fundamental change in this. So this can remain the same. Is that correct, Daher? Hello, Daher, can you hear me?
Yeah, sorry, Walid, I was on mute. Hear me?
Oh, okay. Yes, I can.
Okay, so I was trying to follow your presentation. I have the document, track one document, open in front of me, but I was not sure which section you were talking about. So if you can repeat the question, please.
Yeah, I mean, I was referring to the sections that can be reused from the original strategy. And I was directly referring to the objectives, the objectives part. I have looked into the objectives. I do not see need for any fundamental change, so I thought of bringing that up.
Right. So the three strategic objectives that were included in the previous strategy were decided upon by the strategy working group back then. Personally, I can see merit in maintaining the three objectives and trying to build on, you know, the work that has been done based on your assessment as a group and see what can further be done. At the same time, I can also understand of if members of this working group have suggestions as regards other objectives to include or to look at in the forthcoming strategy. Taking into consideration, of course, the fact that any strategic planning document should be limited to, based on best practices, et cetera, it's usually limited to a number of objectives, maybe between 3 and 7. So all this needs to be considered and discussed by this working group. But in principle, as I said at the beginning, I see merit in maintaining the three main objectives of the previous strategy. Thank you.
Thank you, Daher. So what I suggest we do is that once we have at least a direction that we've had enough time to review the old document, and many of us have read it at least once. And so I think that the objectives are something that no one had objected to. What we have found is overall they are quite aligned with what the ICANN strategy is, as well as the overall direction of the strategy and of the working group. But somewhat of a pragmatic step, I will directly paste these objectives to the document, maybe not now, but maybe today or tomorrow, so that we can come with the final decision and say, okay, these are the objectives. We'll put them in and consider them a fix and move on to the next step. If there are any things that need to be changed, we can raise that. And is this a process that appeals to everyone? Does this make sense? And see. There are some other ways in which you think that this can be advanced, then please suggest. Otherwise, we can move on with the next part of the discussion around the methodology of development. Yeah, and here we see that there's a section around recommendations of the first page and actions. And so these, the three or four things, actions and as well as metrics, I tend to see that all of them are more or less generically placed. There is nothing that confines them to a particular period of time. I've read them across there. I've looked into some aspects that are that may be required change, or some that need to be emphasized, or others that may need to be somewhat less visible. I didn't really notice, except for one. I mean, a bit of work on the Arab IGF is what I think one can look into, simply because there are some changes in terms of pace. It's not as active as before, so I'm not sure if we can. I would propose that we have that as something to revise or discuss. Aspects of IPv6 may be emphasized further. So these points, whatever is aligned with ICANN strategy and what seems to be important for the next period of 3 years, need to be highlighted more or emphasized more. I sense from Nabil, I'm not sure if all of you have noticed, but there might be things that we may want to reduce as actions, just to not bite more than what we can chew. I'm not sure which ones we should remove. That's something that we have mentioned briefly in the last discussion about challenges and problems. There needs to be somewhat of a realization that whatever the working group couldn't achieve last time, WhatsApp had a reason. And if the reason was that the action list was longer or more thorough than what we could manage, or ICANN can manage, then we need to look into whether we can have to kill some of our darlings, as the saying goes, or to be less ambitious and focus more on what needs to be focused more. So the 3 year assessment, or the 3 year period that has passed, needs to be assessed in light of what has worked and what has not worked. Is that something that you'd like to comment on? Perhaps, Rafiq, can I invite you over to discuss this, as you've been in the last group? Okay, Rafiq is not connecting. Not there. Anyone would like to contribute with an opinion? It's like a discussion, not a lecture. I mean, the question was basically, Rafiq, to me, we need to penalize, find and understand what ought to be emphasized or de-emphasized or even from the action list, because I have a sense that some of the action items were not implemented or fully or not at all. We need to ensure that happens, right?
Swalid, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. I think it's always hard in the beginning to work on any kind of document. It takes time. And I think that's why in the beginning having someone to take the lead to work in kind of straw man, because it's usually more easy for people to comment and to contribute in that way than just to really start from scratch. Understand we have a template, but maybe it's not that enough. I guess if just we ask people maybe specific question, not just using templates and so on. I mean, quite clear question, and then just they put whatever they have in mind, and then we can work later on to refine and discuss those points. So just to encourage people in the way to contribute. Just, I mean, and there is no silver bullet for such kind of way to get more people to intervene, but just maybe some workaround, some tactic here that may be helpful.
I'm sorry that I cannot help more than that, but at least for myself, I will try to put my contribution in the document and to commit for that. So.
Okay, thank you for committing to commit. That's important. Another thing, I mean, I didn't really want to ask about specific questions, which items to remove. I mean, that's not the, it's not the right venue for that. But I thought the overall thinking is that, I mean, should we begin to assess, fix that section and work on it so that we emphasize or de-emphasize certain types of actions? Because we understood the objectives are there, and the recommendations are actually quite generic as well, but the action list is based on those recommendations. So, yeah, I mean, the general question is that we need not to be hesitant to begin changing and editing and modifying the document. Anyone else would like to jump on that? All right, no one else is contributing to this. But the bottom line is that what we need to do now is to simply publish and re-put the strategic document content, and look into the actions and various aspects, and then from there we can look into, as Rafiq said, point, case by case, point by point, we look into what can be included and what cannot be. It's just that I wanted to drive us an overall direction in which we need not to be so too careful in trying to present why and how one could change and edit the document. Okay, let's see. We have hands up. Yes, Zahir, please.
Thank you, Waleed. Something that we've seen in the previous strategy working group when the group agreed on the strategic objectives, they started to discuss what they want to achieve out of those objectives, and then they came up with a list of recommendations on what the sort of outcome or final result would look like. And after that, they started thinking through the list of actions or activities to take place in order for the recommendations to be achieved. So I'm not sure whether it's helpful for this group to follow the same sort of approach, rather than thinking about specific actions or activities, let's think about and discuss what is it that we want to achieve by the end of, the three-year strategy under each objective, and then we can, work out the list of actions needed to achieve those objectives or recommendations. Thanks.
Thank you, Bahar. Yes, that actually looks like you have evolved quite properly in that sense. It makes sense that we start with the objectives and then move to the recommendations and then from the recommendations to actions. As this practice has been really a long-term practice, I'm not sure how long it took to arrive to the action list. It might be too difficult to immediately jump into the action list and remove them, as you said. But it's important also to, if we see that the recommendations and objectives remain the same, if they all have the same element of consistency alongside the plan, ICANN plan, if there's really no fundamental change in them, I don't know, unless we have something that develops that needs to be addressed, that action, and also what lessons we learn concerning action. At that point, we need to go back and revise action. So I agree with you in that sense. So let's take it a step at a time, and I'll be moving on to the next point. But for now, let's agree on doing this. We take the objectives, and we have confirmed them, then move to the recommendations, the next step, and see if there's some sort of a change or agreement on that. And that from that point onward, as time progresses, we can look into the actions and And a very good way of measuring whether actions have been taken is to build some sort of metric. I hope that Fahd could help us with that, is that which of those actions, if there's a way to put up a small table, not a small table, but somewhat of a mechanism to see which ones have been fulfilled fully, let's say 100%, which ones are 50%, which ones are non-zero. Then from that table, we can share it with the rest of us and see why and how those actions have not been taken. Is that possible, Fahd? Is that doable?
Yeah, well, we can work on something maybe after the call. Sure.
Okay, very good. All right, so is there any additional thoughts? Naveed, have you been following with us? Do you want to chime in? Anyone in the call willing to contribute? We have here Farzana as well, Zed, Ines, Abdul Rahman. You're all welcome to contribute with opinion. Michael, Noha. Okay. One courageous soul coming out to talk. Okay. Let's see, that Farzana is focusing back to. All right, but to sum up, let us say that we'll put output as leader of this track. I'll put the objectives and recommendations out there, and if we all agree on them, let's say we'll give them a couple of days or so. Then from that point, I'll work on with Fahd to put the table of action. And the action table will help us see which ones have been implemented, which ones have partly been implemented, which ones have not been implemented. And then from that table, we can do another round of discussions and understand why and how these results have come about, and see if that will help us in deciding on those actions for the next 3 years. Are we on agreement on that plan? Yes, so if I had this, as he's taking the minute to probably put this into writing so that those who are not on the call would understand what it is technically. So I see that Fazan has been talking about, right. We'll go ahead with track two once we clear everything concerning track one. No one raised his hand, I see. Okay, so if we're done with this point, let's move to the next point. All right. Thanks a lot, Michael. Good. So Jim is in agreement that this is a good plan. So let's move on to the next item. This is concerning the new strategy document for the. What must the new strategy document include that is different, new from the? For the point about what is different, that's something that will be implied directly into the actual track, so hopefully that will come up. So now let's move on to track two. Basically, this is a track led by Hamza, and I hope that he will be with us, but apparently Hamza isn't around. Not here. But the most active person on that track appears to be Farzana, so let me give her the floor and let's have her present. So, Farzana, the floor is yours. Would you like to contribute? Or is it? Okay. I guess not. All right, no problem. I mean, that's basically what the plan was, and I'm not sure if you're opening the track two, you will notice that the first point is about how to evolve and globalize ICANN. And this is the functions and around improving ICANN's access to the region is one fundamental thing that we need to work on. How do we as work group members help elaborate on this particular aspect? Is it through language, Persian, Farsi, Arabic, Urdu? And then there will be a point on activities that happen on the ground. Language has been emphasized quite a lot here, as I can tell, by Farzana. then there are some other aspects dealing with DNS. So these are another points about the bringing ICANN to the world, and that's something that connecting to the MENA region has to do with the DNS studies. So yeah, I think that Farzana is ready. Are you available now? Okay, go ahead.
Yes, hi, sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes, we
hello?
Can.
Hello? Okay, great. So Farzana Baby. One point that I want to make is the lack of focus on the region. So I would like to know, and I'm sorry if this has been addressed before because I did not really focus on track one, but I would like to see that we also look at more the domain name users within the niche region and if it's possible resource wise to standard problems and kind of reach out to them as well, because I think that's very important for the industry itself, especially when it comes to dispute resolution and trademark issues. I don't know if you have done this before, but I think if you haven't, it would be good to look at that.
Okay, I mean, how about if you respond to that, or if I have, would you like to comment on this?
This is Baher, can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so there has been some work done on the registrant side, maybe not much, but one of the recent examples was the Middle East DNS study, and there in the study you can see a great deal of focus not only on the registrant side, but more broadly on the end user side, trying to understand the behavior of end users in the region, you know, what whether they need domain names or not, what they register domain names for, or maybe whether they use social media more for their business, etc. So in the Middle East DNS study, there was a more than one section that tackled issues related to end users. Other activities that ICANN has carried out in the past few years also included, you know, some of the capacity building work addressed end user issues and registrant issues, including, as Susanna mentioned, you know, issues related to trademarks and dispute resolutions, and some security issues as well in relation to securing domain names from hijacking and so forth. Again, there is always room for more work to be done. I think one of the important things we're looking for, you know, to come from this working group is to provide some sort of guidance on what the priorities are, what areas ICANN need to focus on, and even if we say okay registrant, okay, what is exactly in the registrant space that we should be focusing on, and what kind of, you know, stakeholder groups and partners that we should try to collaborate with to achieve our goals. Thanks.
Okay, does that meet your request, Azarza, and clarification?
Yes, sorry. I think Thank you very much, Bahar, for that. And so it's great that we've concentrated on the registrants before as well. If so, I'm going to volunteer here, and I'm going to look at this study Bahar has mentioned, and also look around and come up with a list that the group, and then put in the document, and then if the group just can just go to the document and look and see if any of the issues they feel that is a priority in the region. So I think that would be my action item. If you think that is a good idea, then I will just focus on that.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. I'd like to invite, I can tell that Noha had contributed quite a lot with the second track. Do you have some sort of summary and what do you think you should be done on track two, Noha? Are you able to talk on this? Yes, I mean, you've mentioned on track two that you had a number of interesting points. I think, was it track two or track one that you worked on? Oh, no, track one, I think. Sorry, it was my mistake. Who else you contributed on track two? I can tell that only Hamza did. Right, so that means that only Farzana and Hamza are working on track two. Anything else that you'd like to add, Farzana?
Yes, so I just looked at the document, and I think I'm wondering if the group looks at the how the SO and ACs work, and what if they have a different perspective to bring to the work stream too, that we are working on the accountability and transparency of SO and ACs. And if they want to like add something that is somehow like if they want to reflect on that and the accountability and transparency of SONAC from the region perspective, if they want to do that, and I can see so I have put in the document that so we need to have transparency and accountability across the ICANN community. If that's something, I don't know if it's a priority or not for the group, but if that's something that the group wants to also focus on, then I think if they can comment on the document and let me know, because we are doing a lot of transparency and accountability at the moment within ICANN, and it's a good time to contribute.
Thank you. Right here. There is potential for that, but Noha has raised your hand. So Noha, you have the floor.
I'm not sure if you can hear me now.
We can hear you, and you can actually talk on either track. It's fine.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, comments are regarding track one. The first point is regarding the strategy document, the background. I had a look at the document. I think it would be very useful if you can add the matrix, because it outlines the key objectives and actions, and I guess this is what exactly you would be looking at through the assessment. But the point is, I can only find the metrics in the PDF, so if PAH has a Word document, that would be helpful. This is the point. The second point is considering the shortcomings. I managed only to find the review of you two. I think if there are other reviews, that would be helpful, because they would help us pinpointing the shortcomings and doing the required assessment. I've posted my comments and Google document, but I didn't get any feedback, so I'm not sure if this is the only available document or how we'd be able to find anything related to the shortcomings. This is, you know.
All right. I mean, I had some tough time understanding because the voice wasn't as clear as I had hoped. But I think you're referring to the shortcomings, right? The challenges and difficulties that were faced by the strategy working group. Is that the case?
Right.
Okay. I mean, I'd let Fahd and Bahar perhaps. Have you been able to on that?
Yeah, okay, so I'll take this question. So I guess the question was in regards to assessing or evaluating the entire Middle East strategy, right? The previous one.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so actually we do have a matrix document which we actually also share publicly with the community. I can actually share it with the group after the call. And actually the same matrix document, we did convert it to an infographic, which I believe is also listed on the track two, well, actually the track one document. So yes, we do have that document.
So it basically is a positive answer. What we know how to suggest is make sure that all the input from that review is incorporated somehow in deciding for next steps for track one, right? The know-how? Okay, very good. So know-how is confirming that she's adding that importance. Information from the infographic to that point. Yeah, okay, good. But overall, Noha, I'd like to get your reaction to the proposal that we had. I mean, basically what we'll need to do is look into the objectives and recommendations first, which are more generic, and then from there look into the action as well as the matrix that we'll be working on with Fahid. Okay, I'll try to repeat again. What we need to do is double check with all members here that we have a very solid plan going forward with track plan. Basically, we have the objectives and recommendations, and then from there we look into the actions and see the review data based on what happened to the actions, what worked, what didn't work, and why and how we can improve our work as we go forward. And the review will be extremely useful for that. The infographic will be very useful. And we'll have to do another round of discussions, maybe via the mailing list and also in the chat, and why we need to change or adjust certain aspects of the actions, or perhaps change anything else concerning the actions based on this review. So that's basically what I thought of the event. All right, so it looks like we have a good plan on that. As for track two, it looks like Farzana is taking the bulk of the work. I'd like to invite everyone else to contribute because it's not easy to work as a handful of people can't really finish all the jobs. So anyone on the list is invited to contribute to both, the working group contribute to both tracks. If one is okay, otherwise, yeah, so please, and do your best, and it's all teamwork and effort that will help the region. Okay, so Bahar, please, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Walid. Just a quick and actually a general remark on track two. I'd like to encourage the group when they look at the ICANN strategic plan document. That they shouldn't try to map each and every item, whether it's an objective or subjective in this strategic document or this overall ICANN strategy, to map this into our region or to try to find a sort of relevance between each and every item in the ICANN strategy and this regional strategy. And the reason I'm saying that is that, as you all know, each region has its own priorities, specificities, and all this. And it's important, as I said in the beginning, and I think Farzana actually is alluded to this in her intervention. It's important that we, as a group, agree on the priorities for this region, and then start to see how this is aligned with the overall ICANN strategy. So if the group, you know, agrees that registrant is an important area to tackle, then let's see how we can align our goals in this specific area with the overall ICANN goals. If the IANN stewardship and accountability work is a priority, then we do the same, and so forth. So this is my remark, because we've seen in the past that some elements of the ICANN strategy, global strategy, I mean, may be more or less relevant to different regions. So it's important for this group to take this into account while work is sort of underway. Thanks.
Yes, thanks, Baher. Well taken, but not well taken. I think it makes perfect sense. What I understand is that first let's focus on our region and then see what aligns with ICANN strategy instead of vice versa. And it helps also save time and effort and energy. And so I can tell that this will help us streamline our track one with track two in better ways. All right, so I think that that's it for track two. If there are any additional points or reflections on that, let us know. The basic thing is that we'll continue on working on the what is important for the region, and if it's aligned with an ICANN strategy, then that's good, and then move forward. If there are certain things that we don't see relevant, we need not to force or curve fit into the region. I mean, we can just skim or skip through them. So because the world is quite huge and enormous, and there are many different aspects that may not be relevant, at least for this period of time. Okay, if that's a good summary of track two, then I can move to the next step. Anyone else would like to contribute? Feel free to raise your hand. I'm having a check here. No one is doing so. So let us see what else we have on the agenda. Well, basically, this is implied in the earlier point, but what is to be different. Good, so that's it for now. I mean, anything else you'd like to add to the discussion? I'd say I'd like to raise the issue of the group engagement. Any suggestions from each of you on how to make the group more engaged? Should we try to have a different approach rather than the track, or add something to the track? Or is it just simply a coincidence that it came right into the vacation time? Is that the reason why there's not much activity? What I've taken from Rafiq, for example, is that he's willing to contribute to the tracks, so that's a good thing. And I'll be sending a new reminder to the rest to do the same. I see that Fahad is raising his hand, so yes, please, Fahad.
Yeah, thank you, Walid. So just a quick comment. I actually went through the Google Docs, I think, last week, and I did react to some of the comments in there. I'd really like to ask everybody who has actually made comments to actually go back to the two Google Docs and see if the reaction that I have provided, if I have provided, of course, a reaction to their question, that they actually react to it, either by resolving it or maybe having any follow-up questions. So, I mean, I think that's one way, that's one good way of also kind of cleaning up the document in one way or another. Thank you.
All right, thank you. That makes perfect sense. Yes, so please go ahead and check the comments and responses and follow up on that if it's your comment. And furthermore, add more comments and contributions when you can. Yes, I can tell that not many people are let's say, complaining about the process. It's just basically that maybe many of them are on vacation and not actively involved. I teach another course, and I can tell there are some people who are totally in vacation mode, so it's very difficult to get them engaged. But hopefully that will start to change as time progresses. One more thing, Bahar, I would like to note if we have already had a slot defined or a schedule defined for the presentation of the strategy for the Middle East Working Group. Is there something that's confirmed for the week in Hyderabad?
So this is something that we will certainly be working on once the planning process for Hyderabad is open. So we plan to have a slot, and we will confirm with you guys in due time once this is confirmed or fixed.
All right, so yes, we'll be on the look for that. I plan to personally to be there for the conference for the full week, and then after that for the ISOC board meeting. So it's useful to get as much information on that as possible. And I invite whoever is interested in coming to begin to think with us on the mailing list and to ensure that we have some useful, productive week when it comes to that interesting an important development and event. I think it's the biggest ever ICANN meeting of its kind, right, Zahir?
I'm sorry, were you saying it's the first meeting in ICANN meeting in Hyderabad?
Yeah, it's one of the new prolonged meetings that will have an enormous number of delegates, I understand.
Yeah, it's the first ICANN C meeting, in this new sort of setup of ICANN meetings. So it will be a little bit longer. It's actually the longest ICANN meetings. Will be over 8 or 9 days, and it's the first time that ICANN goes to Hyderabad. We've been to Delhi before, but this is first time in Hyderabad.
Okay, very good. So look forward to it. Okay, so if there's no more points or issues, then we'll let you go early, if that's okay with you. Unless any pressing points to add, then we are done for the day. Then we are off the hook. So thank you, Fahd, for following up. We'll do the minutes and sending them to everyone, and hopefully include the pragmatic steps moving forward. So thank you, and goodbye, everyone.
Bye, thank you.